Welcome to Al Berman Live from a studio apartment in North Hollywood, California. This is episode 87. Hello there, folks. Welcome, welcome, welcome. And good news this week on the technology side, on the technology tip, as the hip-hop kids like to say. Last week I was complaining out of frustration that the progress on my website and converting it over was going very, very slow. And there was a lot of activity this week. You can't see it. If you go to my website at this point, it's the same as it's always been. Hasn't been converted. We were on a development site, folks, okay? All right? Talking to a technological guy here. Just was noticing my microphone. There's a mute button on my microphone. I don't think it works anymore. You know, well, I might have to go. You know, I've had this microphone for what? We're coming up on two. Gosh, I'm coming up on 2 years of doing this podcast. Holy mackerel. 2 years and still not in the iTunes store. But guess what? Guess who's going to be in the iTunes store soon? Me. That's right, me. Not you. Well, maybe you, if you have a thing in the iTunes store. You could be in there too. Apparently anybody can, except me at this point. But at some point, I will be included. I've been excluded because of my invalid URL. And we're not going to get in. I talked about that in way earlier episodes, okay? So if you're interested in knowing about that, go back and listen to early stuff. I don't have time to be reiterating this stuff. But anyway, I'm very excited that things are moving forward. And I'll keep you abreast. I always like that phrase, I'll keep you abreast. You can't say that to a woman, can you? I'll keep you abreast. If you say to a woman, if you work in a corporation, you say to a woman, I'll keep you abreast. She can go to HR and like bring you up on sexual harassment charges in this day and age. He said he wants to keep me abreast. That is not a good word. Keep me abreast. Anyway, what can I say, folks? What can a man of my stature say at this point in time? I can say many things. I can say many things to you, and I'm just rambling on. All right, let's get on with let's just go through the week here a little bit. Let's go through the week. Come on, you ready? Let's go through the week. Let's go through the week. Week. Okay. What a week it's been. Okay. You know, I think I'm going to start off. I wasn't going to start off with this, but I'm going to talk about it because it just caught my attention, and it was the big thing this week. Was if you've got an iPhone or an iPad, you were offered the option to do a software update. And now, you know, it was. And normally, when you do software, it's been suggested to me that when you do a software update. You should do a software update because it's got the checks and balances. It protects the phone and blah, blah, blah. So I've been pretty diligent in doing that. And usually it doesn't take that long. Well, this time, aha, it took a long time. I mean, I would say mine, I don't know. I didn't really time it per se. It could have been a half an hour. It could have been an hour for all I know. I've heard that some people it took like a couple hours. But what happened was that once the update was completed, there were a couple of things. First of all, the FaceTime didn't work, and the iMessage didn't work, and everything was just turned around topsy-turvy, and people were just in a tizzy. I was in a tizzy because I didn't understand. I couldn't use. Well, I don't use FaceTime that much, but I'm like, if I'm going to have the phone, I want it to do the things it's supposed to do. So. So what happened is I called AT&T, my carrier, and spoke to this girl. Because with Apple, every time you call them up, unless you're under warranty, they don't seem to ever want to, you know, really do anything. And they always say, well, you know, go to the communities, talk to other customers. You know, find out what, you know, that's just an amazing business where they just don't tell you how to fix the problem. They just go ask somebody else, someone who's got our product. And but anyway, I called AT&T. And got a couple of nice girls. I called a couple of times, and they, one girl, she kept calling over to Apple to get the answers, and she found some answers, but then it was taking so long, and I had to go, so I didn't take her up on her suggestions at the time. I wanted somebody, but I wanted somebody to walk me through it and to be there with me, you know, because in these situations, I can't be alone. I can be alone a lot. I love my own company. Believe me, I'm recording this podcast alone in my freaking studio apartment. I know how to do alone and not be lonely most of the time. Right, I'm not saying I never get lonely. Everybody gets lonely. Listen, I've been lonely in a relationship. Okay, I'll throw that one at you, all you crazy people. But anyway, in a situation like this, when we're doing like a technology thing, that kind of, I like to be have somebody kind of hold my hand through it. And so the next day, I decided, well, I'm going to call Apple. And I'm going to be insistent that they help me. And I'm not paying any money because they have this thing, like if you're off warranty, they want to charge like $20 and you have like, I think, a whole month of calls for that one particular problem. Okay. So I call up. I get this guy on the phone. And I'm on the self-defense mode right away. You know, I'm on the defensive mode. I go, hey, listen, this update has thrown everything topsy-turvy. I need you to help me, and I'm not paying a cent, okay? I mean, I kind of said it like that. And he goes, no one's asking you to pay anything. So Apple, they must have, you know, they knew that they were going to, you know, the duty storm had hit. So this guy very patiently walked me through the process. It took about 2 hours. Very frustrating. He was a nice enough guy, but I think he was wearing a headset. And sometimes, now I haven't listened. It's no secret that I have a booming voice, right? Look, I'm Mr. Booming Voice. Boom, boom, boom. Talking loud now. You can hear me, right? Well, what would happen, like, I was on a landline at the time. The whole time, I believe. I was on a landline. And so I'm talking to him. And I would say something to him. Listen, I use the phone a lot. And I know how to talk on a phone. I know how to talk off the phone, too. So every time I would talk to him, but I would just do it like a sort of like a, I won't say Soto voice. Is that the word? Like soft voice? Just kind of like, I'd say like, I wasn't like booming it out. I'd say like, hey, you know, should we do this now? And he wouldn't react. And I'd go, excuse me, should we do this now? Oh, yes, yes, yes. I finally realized the guy, he must have been on one of those weird headsets that, you know, is very either sensitive or insensitive to sound or to me. I don't know. And so so he got me through it, this guy. This guy got me through it, and he was a really good guy. And I didn't ever, like, get really mad or anything. I did get frustrated. I did get testy a few times, you know, because that's just, you know, what happens sometimes. But, you know, at the end of it, I said to him, you know, I apologized. I said, listen, I hope that I wasn't too, you know, I wasn't rude to you because that wasn't my intention. I just get frustrated. And he was just like, no, man, it's fine. It was fine. You have nothing to worry about. And, you know, and then they sent me Apple sent me an email, you know, because every time you call them, these companies, they want to do a survey, and I took the survey because this guy was so good, and I gave him an excellent rating, you know, which, you know, what are they going to give him a raise? It just means he gets to keep his job, you know, but there's been vast complaints about. You know, one of the things we had to do is we had to back up. I've never backed up my phone onto my computer before. And it was the first time I ever did this with this guy. And I got so nervous because all my information, all my phone numbers, I can't remember hardly any phone numbers anymore. So they're all were on my computer. And then we brought them back. I was just like, oh, my God, what happens if they're, you know, something, the glitch happens or blah, blah, blah. But it worked out. And there's been a lot of complaints about the way the apps fly around on the phone. People have reportedly gotten dizzy. And I complained to the guy. I said, why didn't Apple warn us? And he said, yeah, they should have. They should have, you know, there should have been some kind of warning right to your device. And I've got a friend of mine who's, to say he's an Apple devotee would be putting it, be an understatement. If you were to talk to him, Apple can do no wrong. And he spends a lot of time on the Apple sites or the Apple site. And he was suggesting to me that I should, you know, sign up for this. For that. I don't have the interest, okay? I don't really have the interest in checking in with Apple every week or so. I don't really care. I just want my phone to work. I prefer to do other things. And I'm not putting that my friend down. That's fine. He's very. I suggested he get a job there, but he said they don't pay enough. And I said, okay, so be it. But I think you would enjoy it because you enjoy Apple stuff, and you're very passionate about it. And he's the most passionate about that than he is about anything else I've talked to him about. So, but okay, he doesn't want, you know, you don't want to work at Apple, fine. They don't pay enough, fine. But he said, okay, well, the reason I brought him up is he said that they warned us they said it on their website 4 months ago. It was at their keynote address. It was all, but this is all stuff like, again, I'm not going to freaking keep up. It's like, I'm not, I'm not calling, Nature's Way. I get vitamins from a company called Nature's Way. I'm not going to go on their website and see what's the latest on the vitamin world. Although, you know, it could be argued, you know, Apple, they change their phones and their updates, you know, a couple times a year or something like that. So maybe I should, but it's not really my interest. It doesn't interest me. And I said, in my defense, I said, listen, with their technology, they know where we all are. It would have hurt them to put some kind of red warning or caution like, hey, this update's going to be a doozy. You know, but anyway, and after all is said and done, and it's been and I've got it all set up, I kind of like it now, and it's actually like I have a new phone. So I've got a new phone without getting a new phone. All right. Next up. All right, I got a summons for jury duty. Now, Marcella, the lady who does the mail delivery over here. She very often brings the mail right to me because we're friendly, and not that friendly, okay? Get your mind out of the gutter. But anyway, so she goes, comes over, and she just brings us some mail. And I was sitting in my easy chair, and she put the mail on my counter, and I said, "Was it just a bunch of junk mail today?" And she said, "Well, yeah, a lot of junk mail." But she goes, "But you did get a jury duty summons." I go, "Oh no." Not a jury. Can I ignore it? Can I just pretend I never got it? And she was like, oh, you know, she's from the Czech Republic. Oh, you, I don't know about that. It was, I don't know. You can, I don't know. That's how she talks. I don't know how you could try. No, you can't try that. No, it would not be. And, so, yes, I got this, you know, the jury, and so I just got it the other day, so I got a few days to actually. I got to call in and register. And the good news is that I'm assigned to a courthouse that's not far from my house. Because the last time I did it, I was assigned way downtown, and that's a pain. So that's the good news. I am going to use a financial hardship excuse, which more than likely is not going to be. Heated by them because it seems like they don't really care, but I have a true excuse. I was out of work for a year. I had two major surgeries. I'm just starting to make money again. You know, give me a year or so to get back on my feet, man. But they're probably not going to do that. So So I'm going to respond to that, and they got a dress code. I mean, like, because I like to wear my shorts. They don't want you to wear shorts. I was like thinking, like, if you show up in shorts, can you be held in contempt of court? You probably couldn't in this day and age. You know, and be sent to jail for that. You know, go on trial. I mean, the way they have it set up is like if you don't want to do the jury duty, if you refuse, then you could get put in jail, and then you need a jury to, you know, listen to your case. So it's a never-ending thing. And so I'm going to do it. I don't believe in it. I don't believe in the system. Fine, whatever. I think the system's broken, and I don't really want to be part of that. But be that as it may, they're summoning me. I'm coming. I'm not going to be, you know, what am I going to do? Refuse? Go on a hunger strike? You hear people going on a hunger strike. Do you ever hear anybody going on a donut strike? Where they're just, I'm just going to eat nothing but donuts. I'm going to get fatter and fatter until they can't move me out of this place. That would be the strike to do. If you're doing a sit-in, you do a strike where people sit in and they just keep eating and eating and eating until they're so overweight you can't move them and they got to do what you say. All right. So anyway, and they give you this, you know, so I you know, you have to put on long pants. All right, whatever. I'll put on long pants. I mean, I might not even have to actually physically show up because you have to call in each night prior to the day before. Like for, I think Sunday, you call it Sunday for Monday, you know, like that, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. So you got to call in 5 nights for the 5 other days, the next 5 next days. And the very last time I had jury duty, that's what happened. I didn't get called in. So, okay. So what happens? They send you this brochure. And, you know, like with, like, you know, frequently asked questions. And one of the questions that they ask is, what is the qualification for being a juror? And you know what the answer is? Nothing. There are no qualifications for being a juror. Doesn't that just make you feel like if you're on trial, that you're being that your whole fate, your whole life is in the hands of 12 unqualified people who may or may not be qualified to judge you? To discern anything. They just might have the same color skin or the same economic status or the same whatever. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? So that's nice to know. But because there is no qualifications, they call everybody and then, you know, chances are, you know, I think it's like a one day or one trial thing. And I don't think they're going to call me on a trial because, you know, I mean, I don't think they can make, I mean, can they make you? Like, say if you go, well, I can't survive in the world and do the trial. What am I going to do? I can't pay my bills. What are they going to tell you? They're going to say, I don't care. Get on the jury. You don't care. So, whatever. It's fine. Let's see here. Went to Ralph's supermarket this week. And Ralph's, you know, Ralph's is trying, but they're not trying hard enough. You know, they got a decent salad bar, finally. I gotta give them that. They're coming up in the world with a salad bar. But you know what they haven't had for the last over a week? Is that, well, first of all, they got the cheapest plastic containers for their salad bar. It's the kind that I always have trouble putting the top on. And I always have to have somebody in the deli help me do it. Because it's just so cheap, it's hard to put on. And they wrap it up, and I ask them to wrap it up in cellophane. Whereas if you go to Gouger's supermarket, they got very good, sturdy containers. And that's what you're paying for. That's what they're gouging you for, the containers. So I go to Ralph's, and I go on a Friday, and I get the salad bar. They have no tops. Fine. I skip a day, come back Sunday again. And so I started, like, talking to one of the employees, and they said, one of them said, well, go, you should talk to... this guy, one of the managers, he seemed like a nice guy. So I saw him. And I started asking him about this, and he gave me the biggest BS answer. I mean, first of all, Ralph's has got a friggin' almost like Starbucks. They're like almost on every corner. And I said, "Why don't you have these?" He goes, "Well, the company didn't ship them. The company didn't ship. What company is going to lose out on an account like Ralph's?" By not shipping the tops. You know what? I personally... Okay, so here's what happened. I thought it was BS. Because what happened was... I didn't go for like another week till like the next... I guess Friday it was. Yeah. And he still didn't have tops. I go like, this is... Did somebody... I think what they're doing now is I think now, unless I'm wrong, and I hope I'm wrong, because this is a kind of a pain, they may be foregoing the tops at the salad bar, and they just may be making you wait there, and they're going to wrap it. What they do is they wrap it in cellophane for you. I think what's the next thing is you're just going to, there's not going to be any containers. You're just going to scoop it in your hands. They're going to weigh you first. Then they're going to weigh you with the salad in your hands, and then you're just going to eat it there. And that's how they're going to save on the containers. There's a girl I talked to, a very young girl, 19 years old, pretty cute as a button, but she's, you know, I have no, what's the word, chance of being with her. I mean, she's just a nice girl. I mean, I'm just, I have no, there's no, listen, I'm a guy, we always think in terms of that to some degree, but in this case, even though there's a part of me like, well, that'd be great, the bigger part of me is, she's a very pleasant person to talk to. She's intelligent. She's going to school. I enjoy talking to her. So, you know, she has a boyfriend. I think I've talked about her before, but she gets hit on by guys a lot over there. And so I was talking to her one day, a week or two ago, and then we talked, and she told me she's going to lunch. And I said, okay, nice to see you, blah, blah, blah. I said, goodbye, I'll see you next time. And she left. And the next time I saw her, she goes, you remember that last time when I saw you and I was going to lunch? I go, yeah. Well, my boyfriend was here. Oh, okay. And she goes, and, you know, he came to meet me for lunch. And I could see that when he first saw you, he thought you were, there's a guy that's sort of been like saying inappropriate things to her. And he thought that, she said he thought you were the guy. And I was, and I go, oh, okay. But you told him I wasn't. She goes, yeah, well, she said to him, she's very smart. She goes, how could he be the guy? I'm in a conversation with this guy, and I'm laughing, and I'm, like, enjoying the conversation. If he was the guy that was talking inappropriate, it wouldn't be like that. So, you know, I almost got, you know, some kid almost freaking, no, he wasn't going to do anything, but I think he got his little hackles up there. And I told him, listen, you know, because he's a Mexican guy, too. I said, listen, don't mess with this güero. Ese, okay? Don't mess with this güero, ese. This güero chingón, ese chingón, órale. I love talking like that. Then I think what happened, I bought like 6 protein bars because they were like 3 for $5. They were really good price. Because normally they're like $2.50 a piece, something like that. Or they could be as much as $3 a piece. And so I bought 6. And I noticed on my receipt when I came home, they only charged me for 5, I think. So I think I got a free protein bar. And guess what? I'm not telling them. See, if I would have come home and got charged an extra protein bar, I would have told them and made them. But because I won in this case. Now, had I discovered it when I was there, I would have told them at the register. But not once I'm home, I'm settled, and I look at it. No, I'm not doing your job for you, in your, you know, to make things better for you. Okay. Then I met this, I was at the salad bar again yesterday, and there was this beautiful African-American girl with incredible smile. Oh, just the kind of smile just lights up, could light up a friggin' city. I was standing there, and she was waiting to go after me, and I said to her, hey, you know, you don't have to stand back there. You know, stand over there. And then she smiled. I said to her, you have a great smile. And she said, oh, thank you. And then we talked a little bit. And again, she seemed a little bit older. I couldn't really tell. She could be in her late 20s. She could be in her 30s. I don't know. She could be in her 40s. No, I don't think she'd be that old. And again, I flirt like a little minor flirt. It wasn't, you know, mini flirt. Listen, I am who I am. Stop judging me. And when she got done, she ordered something, and I was ordering, and then she only ordered one little thing, so she got waited on while I was still being waited on. And as she was leaving, you know, I said something like, hey, nice, you know, take care. And she said, you too, sir. Oh! You want to mess me up? Call me sir. You don't know. You want to mess me up? Be like a real young person. Call me sir. But the thing is, with me, I'll call people sir. Like, I'll call a 21-year-old sir. Not as a goof, just, I do that. But, you know, as you get older, as I get older, I become overly super sensitive to the sir. Oh, so please. So anyway, that was just like one of those moments like, wah, wah, wah. And, yeah, so that was interesting. And, yeah. So, I don't know. I think that's about it. There was a couple other things I could talk about, but you know what? I'm not feeling it, man. I'm not feeling it. So listen, soon I'll be up and running, converting the website over, iTunes Store. I'll keep you posted, because I'm going to want you guys who actually truly like this podcast to at least write one review, one comment. You know, I'm not asking you to devote your lives to this. I understand we all have lives, but, you know, this is the way things are done these days in business. And, you know, if you don't do it, it's fine. If you don't, if you just want to keep listening and not do that, that's okay too. I don't want to put pressure on anybody. It's not like I'm going to be watching. I will be watching with certain people I know because it's going to be hard not to. But even if the people I know don't do it, I'm going to assume you're still listening. You're still loving it. You're just busy. See, that's growth for me. And I'm going to move on. I'm going to move on with my resentments. I'll shine my resentments on somebody else. Anyway, thanks for listening. Until next time, this is Al Berman live from Studio Apartment in North Hollywood, California.